This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The American Farm Bureau Federation, along with more than 30 other agricultural organizations, including the American Soybean Association and National Corn Growers Association, announced the formation of the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba on Thursday. This coalition would work with Congress and President Obama to bring full normalization of trade relations between the two nations so American businesses would have the same access to Cuban markets as many other countries. To learn more about the coalition, you can visit usagcoalition.com. The U.S. Meat Export Federation compiled data from USDA that shows cumulative 2014 U.S. beef and pork export volume totals were higher year over year, with January to November beef and pork exports up 2%. While the first 11 months of 2014 reflect a solid performance for U.S. beef and pork, USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng says exports face heightening economic challenges in leading markets in the coming year. Demand for the two commodities remains strong, Tseng says, but lower slaughter numbers, reduced 2014 supplies, and buying power in many key markets has been affected by slowing economic growth and weaker currencies in recent months. Market access restrictions in several key markets also impacted opportunities for U.S. exports last year. Tseng says the outlook for this year is more of the same, but the industry has proven its ability to identify and develop export outlets in difficult times. He sees good potential for further red meat export expansion this year. Hamilton's hay auction will take place this Saturday. For a look at what to expect from the auction, I spoke with Mike Hamilton.
Well, Angelo, the way it looks, we're going to end up with quite a bit of hay. We've already got some 3x3s in. We've got round bales of mixed hay in. We've got some round bales of real good alfalfa coming. We've got corn stalks, and we've got some big round bales of straw for bedding. So, and I'm expecting a pretty good supply of small squares. We had a lot of people calling yesterday, so they were going to haul. So should end up with, you know, a couple thousand small squares, and just expecting a pretty good supply tomorrow. We should be able to cover everything this weekend.
All right, and if people have any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be hosting their annual meeting and election January 15th at 6 p.m. at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro. A light supper will be served free of charge, and reservations will be accepted until January 13th by calling 217-532-3610, or you can make reservations in person at the USDA Service Center in Hillsboro. After the dinner, there will be a short meeting and presentation from Liz Corrado of Elevate Energy. Again, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting will be January 15th at 6 p.m. at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has granted permission for Advanced Aviation Solutions to use unmanned aircraft systems for precision agriculture. Founder and President Steve Edgar went over what this exemption means for his company and agriculture in general.
The exemption allows us to fly as the very first agricultural company in the United States, unmanned aircraft specific. There are only 13 companies in the entire United States that are approved to fly commercially. We're the only agricultural one of those 13. Any folks that are interested in the technologies, we can now provide access to that without going through a research program such as a university or a government agency.
Edgar says he believes their company will be the only one with this FAA exemption for this upcoming planting season.
So we applied back in July, and we got the exemption in January. We know that the next agricultural company that's applied for one of these exemptions is about 6 months behind us. So even if they're awarded their exemption in 4 or 5 months, they'll kind of miss the beginning of this growth season and start acquiring a customer base at that point in time.
As for the main purpose their services are utilized for,
crop analysis is really what we do. We can fly over a field, and we don't get into the details. So instead of finding these cosmic sensors that tell you exactly what's wrong with the field, because we can do that, but they're cost prohibitive as far as a price point a farmer would be willing to pay with the technology available today. So what we determine is stress, and we can determine stress to less than a meter, down to some 3 centimeters of a crop field, and the farmer will then go out and find out what the cause of that stress is. So stress analysis is really what we do to quickly get the data to the farmer. And from that, the farmer can go out and look immediately at a point in the field to see what the stress problem is and then apply the corrective action. And the neat thing about having it where it's stored is that as a farmer rotates his crops, one year it might be potatoes, the next year it might be wheat. You know, he can go back 2 years and look at what it was when he did potatoes before he plants potatoes 4 years down the road and go, oh, yeah, that's what I had to do for that part of the field when I grew potatoes. So he has the ability to retrieve data, to go back and look at it and take corrective action even earlier in the growth cycle.
On top of the data storing and crop scouting benefits, Edgar says there are additional benefits that may arise, even if not specifically sought out.
There's some side benefits to this. You know, the ultimate goal is to decrease the farmer's operating costs and then increase his productivity per acre. And the side benefit is that if we're utilizing smarter technology to use less water, then he uses less power. If we're using smarter technologies to use less fertilizer or less pesticides, then there's less fertilizer and pesticide in our water or in our food. So there's some kind of green side benefits from this. So we can increase the yield per acre, decrease the cost per acre, and then help the environment. And I'm not trying to play a green card here. That's just one of those things that's a benefit of this as a result of precision agriculture in general.
This FAA exemption does give Edgar's company leeway to provide their services to farmers and ag groups all over the country. But there are still some hoops they have to jump through, even with the exemption.
We still have to apply for and get approval for a certificate of authorization. And a certificate of authorization is what allows you to fly in a specific geographic region with a specific vehicle, okay? So if someone in Nebraska wanted us to do that, we would have to get the latitude and longitude of the area that they want covered. And then we would submit to the FAA a certificate of authorization request, and then they would in turn send it back, approving or denying or issuing conditions on flight operations in that geographic region. So it's still not, we still don't have the ability to just pick up and go, we're going to go fly here tomorrow. We still have a process to go through to get approval for that airspace. And that's the same for all of the people that have received exemptions. So there's no difference there.
Despite these additional certificates needed, the main hurdle has been cleared.
The biggest hurdle in the world is gone, okay? And that is we have been granted authority by the FAA to fly in agriculture utilizing unmanned technologies for profit.
Again, that was founder and president of Advanced Aviation Solutions, Steve Edgar. To learn more about the company, you can visit adavso.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.